Today's reading is from Luke chapter 15, beginning in verse 11. Luke chapter 15, verse 11. And he said, There was a man who had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of property that is coming to me. And he divided his property between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey into a far country, and there he squandered his property in reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, but I perish here with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion, and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, Bring quickly the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the fattened calf and kill it and let us eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to celebrate. Now his older son was in the field, as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. He called one of his servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fattened calf, because he has received him back safe and sound. But he was angry and refused to go in. His father came out and entreated him, but he answered his father, Look, these many years I have served you, and I never disobeyed your command, yet you never gave me a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fattened calf for him. And he said to him, Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. It was fitting to celebrate and be glad, for this your brother was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found. So in our last reading, we looked at the parable of the lost sheep, the parable of the lost coin. And this parable of the prodigal son is meant to bring those other two parables home. He has communicated that a shepherd would celebrate at going and finding the one lost sheep. The woman would celebrate over finding the one lost coin. It didn't mean that the shepherd didn't have the 99, and it didn't mean the woman didn't have the other nine, but they celebrate over the one. And now we're talking about the parable of the prodigal son, in which one son goes off and just squanders everything that was his inheritance, doing so in a type of living that would be detestable to the father. Yet when he finally comes to his senses and realizes that his father is good to his servants, that he could come back and at least be a servant, and comes back and admits his sin, then he is welcomed back and there is celebration because he has come back. It did not take away the fact that he had another son who had been faithful. But the son that was faithful, he didn't like any of this. I wonder what would have been satisfactory to him. Would it have been satisfactory to him if he had actually made this other son a servant? Or would that not have even been acceptable? I think with the Jewish attitudes, even that wouldn't have been acceptable. Understand that this other son was supposed to represent the Jews that didn't like sinners repenting. They wanted sinners to be judged and put out, not to be accepted in repentance. Well, we can relate that to ourselves today. How do we react when somebody repents? Whether that's somebody that repents and comes to the Lord for the first time, but maybe they've been living a life that's been completely antithetical to the life of righteousness. Or the one who has been a Christian, who has fallen away, but they repent and come back. How do we view that person? Do we always view them with suspicion and a little bit of resentment, or do we view them in the way that the Father is, and that is to be celebrating that they have repented, to be happy and joyous that they have been found, they are no longer lost? So this is a very, very important lesson, not just for the Jews then, but it's important for us now. Anytime we see someone around us that is just mired in sin and rebellion to God, again, whether that is the life they've chosen and have not been obedient, or whether they were obedient but have fallen away, the realization is that we should desire their repentance. We should look at them and want them to repent and want to be able to welcome them into the family of God. Resentment should never be part of our thinking or our feeling in this regard. And so when they reach that point in which they're willing to open themselves up to the truth of the gospel and the mercy of God through Jesus Christ, then we should be happy that they have reached that point of openness. I want to add another thought to this as well. The faithful son was going to receive what was due to him. He said, "All that is mine is yours." The faithful son was going to get his reward. That reward was not taken away because the other son came back. That reward wasn't going to be squandered because the other son came back. And he wasn't going to have to divide it and give it again. So it's really just the reaction of the celebration that is the issue. But as the faithful, we're going to receive what is due to us. Not that we earn it, but it is what God has promised. He has promised eternal life to those who are faithful. We don't lose that eternal life because somebody else fell away and then repented. So likewise, we shouldn't have the same attitude at all that this older son has. We should be happy. We should be joyous. And we should rejoice with heaven itself. In fact, I think that this older brother is a lot like Jonah was. When Jonah finally did go to Nineveh and did do the preaching that he was supposed to do, he went up and he sat down to watch, and he was waiting for them to be destroyed. He wanted to see the destruction of Nineveh. And he was angry when God extended mercy toward them. He was angry because they were spared. And God works to teach Jonah a lesson, but we look at that and realize that that's an incorrect attitude. That's a sinful attitude. The attitude of mercy and the attitude that God exemplifies toward us is what we should have toward others. God be merciful to me, a sinner. I am a sinner and I have been forgiven. Why would I not want someone else to be forgiven as well? Becoming more like Jesus, becoming molded after the image of Him, being closer to God means that we're going to be able to adopt those attitudes that He has, see people the way He sees them, and love them the way He loves them. That means we want their salvation. We need to think about how we view others. Not just look at the sin, but look at the soul. Look at the soul of the one that needs repentance. And we should declare that message of repentance to them so that they can repent and they can be saved if they choose to do so. And so perhaps today our prayer needs to be that we can embrace a selfless joy when God's purposes are being realized and when others realize that God's purpose for them is salvation and that that's something they want and will yield themselves to. Thank you for listening, and please also continue in prayer that God may be with us all.